Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. The highest education in life is tolerance. Helen Keller.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
No stopping us now. We're
Oh, we're on the move. We're on the move. No stopping us now. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. If you missed the first hour, well, you missed a good show. So you better stay tuned to the second hour. And if you missed the first hour, you ever want to listen to it, go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to me for any reason, I hope it's good, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Write to michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you look up any show you missed, it's just leave off Michael. Just say blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Don't forget to put the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Okay, so Charles, it's your trivia time. Charles, trivia time.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Okay, Charles, you're up. Okay. This is easy. It is really, truly easy. What makes of automobiles did General Motors stop making?
What you say? What model? You mean what models?
What model?
A lot of models.
What? No.
No, Michael.
What General Motors stopped making?
Oh, wait. What am I thinking then?
General Motors stopped making a lot of different models.
No.
I know it is, Charles.
Come on, Michael.
You're the here.
General Motors never made any models. It was the magazine who produced all the models that had the models on the front cover of Sports Illustrated.
You thought you were slick.
I got you. Oh. You thought you were slick. I got it.
Was that the answer?
No, because we didn't give anybody the chance to call in.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
This is not easy.
It is.
I was thinking of Ford.
They eliminated.
Yeah, well, that was Ford. We better not say it.
I'm thinking of a couple products.
Not products. Not models.
Oh, not models. You said
not
models. What was the question?
What's the question?
Yeah, say the question again.
To mates.
What is he saying?
Vehicles did General Motors stop producing?
We'll see if anybody knows.
I'm itching my head. Thank you.
It's easy.
Okay.
Oh, Chris, that caller that we have, is that for the, which trivia is that for? Chris.
He's answering phones.
Well, there's somebody on the line from Largo, Florida, but I don't know which trivia is calling. I guess he's calling for Charles.
Yeah.
Hello?
Charles, he's on the phone. Chris.
Okay, so let's vote this way. Who's on the line right now waiting to give a trivia to this ridiculous question, General Motors question? Who's on the line? Largo, Florida, you on the line?
Chris.
Hi, Benjamin.
Is this Benjamin?
Hey, Benjamin.
Hello.
Benjamin. Hey, here.
Hello.
You there,
Do
Ben?
You have the answer to my question? Hello?
We lost him, I think.
You lost him.
Hello, caller.
We lost him.
Benjamin, are you there?
Hello, Chris. Where's Chris?
Who's on
we
first?
Lost everybody.
Is there any caller on there?
Okay. What? So, Benjamin, we tried. We're holding for you, but you didn't go through. Another caller.
Okay, I'm sorry. Y'all, the phone line is blowing up over here. All right, so I got Benjamin from Largo, Florida. I got Leroy from Winter Garden, Florida. And I got Kevin from Greensboro, North Carolina. And I had another caller that's calling me back right now because we couldn't connect.
Well, who are we taking first? Because Benjamin.
Who's first?
Benjamin couldn't come through.
No, that's because I was on the phone. I was on the phone. Benjamin never made it through without me.
Okay, well, help old Benjamin.
Benjamin.
All right, so I got Benjamin, and then we got Leroy, then we got Kevin, then let me see
Benjamin was first. Let's hear from Benjamin.
Okay, so Benjamin it is. Benjamin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Benjamin.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys as
What's the answer? All right, buddy. What's the answer?
I don't know.
Yeah, what's the question?
It's the last show of the year, fellas. Let's make it good, all right?
Wait a minute. Benjamin, do you know the answer? Okay, Benjamin, nice talking to you. Call again next time when you know the answer. Okay, who's next? Who's next? Who's next that knows the answer?
Chris is online again.
Before Christmas.
Leroy. Leroy, are you there?
Leroy. Yeah, Leroy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Leroy.
Right. Hey, Leroy.
I'm here. The answer, Leroy.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to find. I think I know the answer.
What is it?
Huh?
What's the answer?
I know the answer. You want to hear the answer?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Tell me the answer.
You need the answer, right?
Yeah.
General Motors did not make Caprice no more.
I didn't say models. I said make.
They didn't make Caprice no more.
All right.
That is true, but that same model.
Thanks for calling, Leroy.
Thank you.
That wasn't what we were looking for, though.
Let's say hello to Preston.
I got Kevin from Greensboro.
Kevin's in there first.
And then we got Preston.
Kevin.
And Preston.
Merry Christmas, Kevin.
Kevin, you're up.
Kevin from North Carolina.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Kevin.
Happy holidays to you. How are
you, man?
Holidays.
Yep. I'm still been around and listening. Just haven't been calling in.
Well, I'm glad you are.
You are. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Yep.
Happy
holidays to you, Kevin.
Do you know what the make was that Charles's question?
Nope. I don't know the answer.
Well, thank you for calling in, though, and wish you a happy
Merry
holiday.
Christmas, Kevin.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And stay healthy.
We'll talk to you next year.
Talk
to hear from you.
Next year, buddy.
All right, let's hear from Preston.
Listen, you guys made this one a real hard one, but our good friend.
Preston, you're up.
Wait a minute, guys.
Now, listen to the question. I need Charles to repeat the question one more time. I got Preston on the phone line. Preston already said he knew it. He got the answer.
Preston knows.
Okay, let's hear Preston. Come on, Preston. Get up. Come on, that's up the bat. Preston, you're up.
Yeah.
All right.
Preston's going to know. What's the answer, Preston?
Oh, what's the answer?
Yeah.
What's the question?
I am a man of trivia. My answer would be Oldsmobile and Saturn.
Well, Charles...
That wasn't the answer we were looking for, though. I don't think. I know what the answer is.
That's what I was going to say too, but that's not the answer.
All right, Charles.
Thank you, Preston, calling in. Give the answer, Charles.
Thank you.
It was so easy; nobody knew it. Get.
He had half of the answer.
Okay. Wait a minute. Don't do anything else.
One more chance.
Don't say nothing else. All right.
We won't.
So Preston didn't get it.
Right.
Okay. Nope. All right. So, Michael, are you listening?
I'm listening.
I got Michael from Lakeland, Florida on the phone line. And Michael is a first-time caller. Yes. Michael is a first-time caller. Michael, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Well, before we do anything else, Michael, how did you hear about the show?
I listened to that station for another program during the day, and I heard your advertisement.
Cool.
Very good.
Which station?
Okay. And I am legally blind also.
All right.
Appreciate you listening.
Legally blind.
Oh, okay.
All right, Michael, we're going to give you the floor, Michael. All right, Mike?
You got it, buddy.
So, Alexa, come on. Volume one? Yeah,
you're on.
Hello?
Yes,
you're on.
Mike.
Go ahead.
I believe the answer that he's looking for would be Oldsmobile and Pontiac.
Yes!
Oh!
Yes, you got it.
Oldsmobile
and Pontiac.
Models! I knew it.
Models, Michael. Models.
Wait a minute. Those are models.
Those are
Is that the answer? Was that the answer? Oldsmobile and Pontiac?
Yes.
Well, those are $10 those
gift
are makes.
From Subway. Thank you, Michael, for calling
Good
in.
Good job, Michael.
I know that.
All right. Okay.
Thank you,
Michael, for
winning
yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Happy holiday.
Michael, don't hang up, Michael. I need to get some information from you. Hold on one moment. All right, Michael?
Okay.
Stay listening, Michael. Stay listening.
Let's go to break, Chris.
We're going to go to break. And you hear all this confusion. Listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. No other shows like this. This is out of sight.
Come back.
It's holiday time.
We'll be talking to our guest. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact Spectrum Access at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband. Sometimes you just need a company you can depend on for accurate, timely Braille transcriptions. One that you can turn to in a pinch or for long term. Braille Music and More can be your one-stop shop for your Braille transcription needs for individuals, schools, or corporations. Owner transcriber Patrick Jansen is one of the world's leading experts in music Braille and has transcribed a wide range of interesting projects. In addition to music projects, Braille Music and More utilizes 26 quality transcribers across America to handle all subject matters in Braille, such as literary, math, science, foreign languages, and tactile graphics. Go to BrailleMusicAndMore.com for more information and to contact Patrick.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studio.
We're back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, that's if you can call in, hope you can, 407-894-1680. I'm going to say it nice and slow, 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, before I introduce our first guest for the evening, I just want to say that the candles are almost burned out. They're down, the Shamus is down, the first candle for the first night of Hanukkah is just about burned out, so that's how it goes. Yeah, we've been watching them burn down. But anyway, it's my pleasure to welcome back Ben Schaberman, and Ben is now the Vice President of Science Communications at Foundation Fighting Blindness. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hey, guys. It's wonderful to be back on the show. Michael, Lynn, thanks for having me. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. I hope.
And the same to you, and happy holidays to everyone. Yes, happy
new year. And say hello to our other co-hosts tonight. We have Gary Sinclair, Dave Hillebrandt, Charles Brooks.
Hey.
And
hi, Ben.
Hey, gentlemen.
We would like
to party going on here.
Merry Christmas.
I want to thank you so much for supporting this radio show, Ben, and for all the work that you do. Foundation Fighting Blindness does. And I want to appreciate you and for renewing next year. I thank you so much, Ben. Thank you so much.
Thank you from us all.
Yeah. And give our regards to Chris Adams and wish him a happy holiday for us. We would appreciate it.
I will do so. Thank you.
You're
welcome. Always fun and a privilege to be on your program.
Well, we're glad to have you. So you're now Vice President of Science Communications. Tell us what that is. What does that entail?
So my role is really to do what I'm doing now. I talk about science with our constituents. I do presentations. I write articles. I have a podcast called Eye on the Cure. It's available on most of the popular podcast platforms. And often on that, I'm talking to researchers and scientists, and I have some other interesting guests. So
really, my role is to help the community understand science behind retinal diseases and all the great research that we're funding and that a lot of your listeners are helping us fund, what that research holds promise to do in terms of treatments and cures.
Ben, you were just, I forgot where you were. Were you in Germany or Ireland? Where were you just a couple of weeks ago?
I was actually in Ireland, and there's an organization over there called Fighting Blindness Ireland, and they had a couple of days of science and research. It was a two-day conference, and I presented some of the latest research, and I also had the privilege of being on TV there, the Ireland AM morning TV show. So that was pretty cool.
Oh, fun.
Wow. So for people who never heard you on our show, Ben, why don't we go back to basics and tell people what Foundation Fighting Blindness is all about?
Sure. I would be happy to do
that. That would be great.
So the Foundation Fighting Blindness, we've been around for more than 50 years. We are the leading private funder of research for inherited retinal diseases like retinitis pigmentosa, LCA, Stargardt disease, and we also fund research for the dry form of AMD. So we're all about treatments and cures. Throughout our history, in total, we've raised more than $850 million. And currently, we're funding about 85 projects around the world. Gene therapies, cell therapies, small molecules. And what's so exciting for us is it's been a long, challenging journey, but now we have about 40 clinical trials underway, and we have an FDA-approved gene therapy, and hopefully more therapies will cross the finish line soon.
So there's a lot of hope out there then for people who have retinal disease.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ben, we have actually two co-hosts on the show, myself, Gary Sinclair, and Sheila Young, that both have RP.
Okay.
No question, Ben, do you know our friend Dan Day?
Oh, I know Dan very well. He's
on our show a lot.
Yeah, he's a trustee of the foundation. He's a wonderful volunteer and supporter. Dan's a special person, so we're glad to have
him. Yes,
he
is.
Do you have any special events coming up in the very near future or early 2023 that people should know about?
You know, in the spring, and it may happen earlier in warmer climates like where you guys are, we will have our vision walks throughout the country. Some are in the spring, some are in the fall, but these are fun fundraising walks. They're 5K, and there are all kinds of activities, fun for the whole family, and people form teams, and they raise money for research, and they're very popular. We've raised tens of millions of dollars through these walks, and it's just a great way to engage friends and family and other members of the community in our mission.
You know what, Ben? Another thing I was going to say you should bring up is the My Retina Tracker. For a lot of people out there that are, they still have their vision, but they might have been told that they're leaning towards RP. You know, they could learn about My Retina Tracker.
Sure. That's a great thing to talk about. So there are really two elements of that program. One is we offer no-cost genetic testing. So if you have RP, Stargardt disease, any of these conditions, it's really helpful to know which mutated gene, which defective gene is causing your disease, because that confirms the diagnosis. It helps you understand who else in your family could be affected or at risk. And it can help you qualify for clinical trials, which is really important.
So that testing is ordered by your doctor. They order it online through a company called Blueprint Genetics. So if you go to your eye doctor and ask him or her to order the test online, you can get a kit. You just swab the inside of your cheek, and they send it off to the lab. And in about 4 weeks, you get the result. And I would say in about 2/3 of the cases, a definitive result comes back. And as part of that process, you get free genetic counseling, somebody who will help you understand, you and your family understand what the results mean. And then finally, it's really helpful, whether you know your mutated gene or not, whether you've been genetically tested or not, to be in our My Retina Tracker patient registry. It's a database. It's highly secure. You go to myretinatracker.org. Put in your information. And it's a way to get on the radar screen of researchers and scientists that are conducting clinical trials. And if you match their criteria, you could get notified through us about that particular clinical trial. And it's just a great way to, again, potentially participate in human studies of emerging therapy.
And I got to interrupt you. I believe we have a call on the line. I believe Dan from Orlando, Florida is on the line. Dan?
Hey, everybody. Happy holidays.
Hey, Dan.
Happy holidays to you, Dan.
Dan Day, I bet you.
Hey there, Dan.
Hey, I've got a quick question for Ben. First, Ben, congratulations on your recent promotion to VP. If there's time, if you've got time, I thought one of the most fascinating podcasts I've heard on Eye on the Cure, which, believe me, is setting the bar pretty high, was a fairly recent one about the artificial retina they're partially developing up on the space station. So I thought maybe the listeners out there might kind of enjoy hearing a detail or two about that.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just heard about that. Yeah, enlighten us, please.
Sure, that is really cool. So the cells in our retinas that are so important for vision are called rods and cones, or photoreceptors. And when somebody has an advanced retinal disease, they lose all their rods and cones. And what this company called Lambda Vision is developing is this tiny, thin layer of film that is essentially working as a replacement for those rods and cones. And what it is, it's a synthetic material with many layers of bacteria that are light sensitive. And as Dan was saying, they're actually doing experiments at the space station in space where there's low gravity because it's an ideal environment for manufacturing this artificial retina, because they need the material to be spread throughout this thin layer of film. So there's not too much on the bottom or too much on the top. And in low gravity, they can space it out very evenly. So this device, they've done experiments now like 5 or 6 times up in the space station. And we hope they can get it into humans pretty soon.
Terrific. That's really cool.
Well, thank you for filling us in and telling everybody about your new role as VP of Science Communications and the research that's going on. It sounds very exciting.
And we thank you for coming on board tonight.
That's right. Yep. And thank you once again from all of us at Blind to Beyond Radio Show, Ben. And please tell Chris, thank you so much for your continued support of the Blind to Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a sponsor.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
It's my pleasure, and thanks for all you do for the visually impaired community out there. Your show's awesome.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
We wish you the best. You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you,
yep.
Ben.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Now it's Ben Shaberman from Foundation Fighting Blindness, and he just renewed for 2023.
Very interesting guy, too. Nice fella.
We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Happy holiday
to you.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact SpectrumAccess at charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Wayband is the first inclusive wayfinding tool that uses unique vibrations to keep you on the right path without having to look or listen to your phone while traveling. Unlike other map apps that rely on the screen or audio, the Wayband gently vibrates when you're going off the sidewalk or walking in the wrong direction. Wayband will always keep you on the right path through soft vibrations. It's wayfinding through touch. You can simply type or say where you want to go and be able to feel your way there. It's so intuitive you can start using it seconds after you download it on the App Store. Just type WAYBAND and try the first month on us. Go anywhere with confidence using Wayband.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, before I introduce our next guest, I just wanted to get these last three names in because the show will be over in about 20 minutes. So for these three people to win the $50 Publix gift card, we hope you're listening. We hope you call in. You'll talk to Chris and leave your name and your address. Hopefully you'll be listening.
And then very soon we'll be talking about the Visa gift card.
Right. That's our next guest department. Yes. Okie dokie. But before we talk to our next guest, I'm just going to send these names out right now. So here we go. Leroy Sterling from Winter Garden, Florida. Mary Dietz from Boynton Beach, Florida. And Michael Willis from Lakeland, Florida. Good luck. I hope you're listening.
Let's say it again. Give their names again.
Okay. And you'll give out the
phone. The phone number is 407-894-1680. These are for the $50 gift cards from Publix.
That's right.
We'll be giving out the visas again a little later.
Okay. Here are the names last time. Leroy Sterling from Winter Garden, Florida. Mary Dietz from Boynton Beach, Florida. And Michael Willis from Lakeland, Florida. Good luck. Okay. Let me introduce my next guest for the evening, and guess who it is? Welcome back, our friend Peter Cucciavi. And Peter, if you don't know by now, is the accessibility manager at Spectrum Communications. Welcome back, Peter.
Yo, hello, Peter. Hello, hello.
Hi, crowd.
It is a crowd.
How you doing?
Happy holidays. Thank you. Happy holidays. Happy first day of Hanukkah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Did you hear us light the candles?
I did. That was great.
Oh, very good. Good. Well, we're so glad you joined us tonight. We appreciate you taking.
Is the young man with you?
He's not. He's busy running around with his father's long white cane, very accurately mimicking my walking style.
I can just visualize that.
What's that?
Leonardo is walking around the house.
I'll send you a video. How about that?
All righty. So what's new at Spectrum, Peter, before we give out some names? Anything exciting that you'd like to share?
Well, it's the holidays. Boy, it just feels like we were just on the last holiday season.
Can't believe it.
And we are back live with our Home for the Holidays category in the Spectrum Access app. So if you're looking for those holiday favorites and you're wondering how in the world you're going to get the audio description for them, I recommend that you download the Spectrum Access app. It's free. It's available to anyone in the U.S. And we've got our Home for the Holidays category there where you can find the audio description for some of your holiday favorites.
One of the things I wanted to do, Peter, is remind everybody for next year that if you would like to be on the panel, we're going to have a few people on the panel. If you have Spectrum and that's in your home or wherever you have Spectrum and you have it and you would like to discuss it, and be on the panel for next year, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org, and you'll be on the panel, and you'll be live on the radio discussing Spectrum. We're going to have some people, along with Peter, discussing, and Peter will be asking you questions and so forth, if you like Spectrum, if you like it, you don't like what you like about it, and all different questions about Spectrum. So if you have Spectrum, write to Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, and tell me you'd like to be on the panel. Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. The panel will be live on the radio. Peter, you're up again.
All right. Hey, Peter, this is Dave. How's it going, my friend?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you to Spectrum. This is very sincerely for, I use two apps all the time, the TV app and the news app. The news app is very accessible and it also it'll give you national news as well as local news. And it's real easy to go through on my iPhone. So I use it all the time, seriously. And the iPhone TV app for Spectrum, typically, I have no reason to turn on the TV. A lot of the times I can use that app. So it's, although now that the talking, my talking DVR is working so well. Now that you can crank the speed up. Now I use that all the time too. So, awesome. I mean, some really good stuff. And honestly, I use it a lot.
It is. I'm glad to hear that. So many people have told me that. They say, well, I'm blind and I really don't need the screen. And honestly, I'm far more mobile with the Spectrum TV app and I get a lot of what I'm looking for there. So I'm glad to hear you say that, Dave. I like to use the Spectrum TV app when I'm on the road in hotels because Lord knows those TVs are not accessible. So I really enjoy the experience too.
But even using regular TV, I'm more apt to turning on the TV since the remote setup it works a lot better now. I mean, now it works flawlessly with the, You can speed it up a bit, and I mean it sounds good.
I'll tell you that the team who is behind the mobile apps that you're talking about, Dave, is led by a colleague of mine who himself is totally blind, and he's got a master's in computer science and a very qualified individual. But this is the team that we've got behind the products that you see is people just like you and me who maybe are experts in the technical fields, but they are also blind or visually impaired and want to make sure that the product works for you just like it does for them.
Oh, yeah. Well, it definitely does. And you don't have to be an prefer to use it. That's the beautiful thing, you
this,
know.
This is, I love it.
This is Michael. I got a question for you. Could you go over there? I'm curious, but you just said something. You said when you go to the television, which I know are not accessible to us folks that are vision pen blind, how do you use Spectrum
in a hotel?
Well, I pull up. So when I travel, I never know exactly where I'm going to be and what the service there is going to be like. I do know that most of the time, my TV experience in the hotel is not going to be very accessible, if at all. So I pull up either my iPhone or my iPad that I carry with me, and I can pull up the Spectrum TV app right there on my own device, just running on the local network. And I can watch my guide, my travel guide, through the app. And, you know, obviously, if you don't care about the screen size, it can be as small of a smartphone as you want. But you pull it up, you can go through the channel lineup, you can pick the programming you want. You can even turn on the audio description feature. And if it's available, that'll play right there alongside your programming. And, and you can watch it on your phone.
Wait, I have a question for you. Are you telling me that if I had Spectrum, I can go on a television and listen to a football game on the Spectrum?
You can. You can even find the channels, using the accessibility features that you're used to using on your phone. The app works with all of those features. So, yeah, absolutely. Independently, while you're traveling or at home, you can pull those up on your own device.
Okay. Peter, I got to interrupt you. We have to give out some... gift cards before we go off the air.
Let's do it.
Let's give out some names. Peter, you got the names?
I do. So to keep now we've got a gift card going from Spectrum today as well. So I'm going to hold out for that one. But
hold on to that one.
Yeah, we're going to hold on to that one. But I know the show was doing a lineup of gift cards here. So I'm going to call out a couple of names for those. Is that $50 gift cards, right? That's
$50
that's a
gift
nice
card. Visa. Gift card coming from Blind and Beyond Radio Show on behalf of Spectrum.
All right. Love it. So first name is Linda Shaffron from New York. That's Linda Shaffron from New York. And then we have is it Connie Sims? K-O-N-I?
I never remember. I think it's Connie.
Connie Sims from South Dakota.
Wow.
So we have a young lady from South Dakota. Connie Sims, is it?
Yes.
And we have a Linda Shaffron from New York, both getting $50 gift cards from Blind and Beyond Radio Show on behalf of Spectrum Communications. You have 10 minutes to call in and get your $50 Visa cards.
The clock is ticking.
You got 10 minutes to call in.
Can we busy up the lines?
407-894-680. What?
We're going to busy up the lines because I got another gift card.
No, we got 5 lines.
To give away.
We have 5 lines, no problem.
So I started this last year and I want to do it again this year. I'm really curious. Are you getting together with your family for the holidays? And if you are, what are you watching? What's your favorite holiday movie that you like to watch with your family? And if we can get a caller in, Chris, the first call that we get, I'd like to give out a gift card today for $25 from our Spectrum Accessibility team. But I really want to know. I want to know what you're watching for the holidays. You know, as we continue to fill up our library of audio described content, it's always good to know.
But we like a new caller, and you can't have won before. So if you have a new caller, you get a $25 gift card coming from Spectrum. Yeah. But you have to be a new caller. And if you can't have won the $50 gift cards this past couple of weeks that we're giving out. So you have to be a new caller. Other than that, that's it.
There's some tight rules there, but yes. We'll loosen up the rules. You don't have to be a Spectrum customer. I just want to know what you're watching for the holidays with your family.
Wow, that's really
so you don't have to be a Spectrum customer, but you have to be a new caller. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You have to be a new caller, and you win $25 gift card from Spectrum.
What you watching during the holidays?
Gary, do you have any questions for Peter?
No, I don't. But Peter, I have sort of a thought that I have for you for your for Spectrum, a new little saying, if you listen. That's... There's no need to speculate with Spectrum.
I love the tagline.
Leave it to Gary. Leave it to Gary.
But Gary, Gary, what are you watching for the holidays?
I like to look for that kid that shot his eye out with the eyeball. With the BB gun. Christmas show, whatever.
A Christmas Story.
That's it, A Christmas Story. I like that one.
God.
That was Gary's version of the title. Thank you, Charles. Oh, my God.
That's
Charles,
what I want.
Charles, what do
Sounds
you
like a violent show.
Charles, Peter's Charles. Asking you a question.
What's that?
What are you watching for the holidays?
Well, today I watched A Christmas Story. And before that, I watched Polar Express.
Wow.
Nice.
Which Express?
Yeah. Wow.
Polar Express.
Yeah, it's a famous movie.
I have to watch it every year.
So I'm sorry, Charles. What are your plans with the family, Peter, this week?
Well, I want to get Dave's answer out before I give you mine.
Oh, okay.
Well,
Dave, what are you watching?
I'm embarrassed to tell you, I have not watched any holiday shows yet. I mean, usually I try to always catch the old, my favorites, like the old original Grinch and some of the old classics, you know.
Dave, you got a week to do it.
The truth is, I've been kind of preparing for a gig that I did earlier today, and so I've been kind of tied up doing stuff. But this week is going to be kind of free, so I want to catch some good Christmas stuff, building up to Christmas. So I'm sure I'm going to catch a few good things.
Nice.
Yeah.
How's that for a cop out?
I like it. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. Well, to answer the question from earlier, we're staying home for the holidays. I'm really happy about that. Had a lot of travel this year, and really excited to spend a little time at home and open up some gifts for little Leonardo. And we used to have an old holiday tradition of watching Ernest Saves Christmas. It's one of the first movies that we watched when we first came to the States together as a family, and so it holds a good place in my heart.
Wow, that's cool.
Chris, hey, Peter, this is Gary. This is Gary. What? I know Leonardo's not listening. What big present did he get this year?
He got a big jungle. Well, he got a few gifts that fit under the tree. The one that didn't, that he's going to get set up this week, is a jungle gym, an indoor jungle gym that he can climb and crawl through.
Oh, wow.
Keep him busy.
Ooh, yeah.
That's gonna
now you need to get him a drum set.
That's right.
You need to get him a drum set, Peter.
I will.
Chris, do we have anybody calling in for the 25?
I wouldn't wish that on you, Peter.
I've already had everybody that called in the names that we've called.
No, I'm talking about the new caller for the $25 Visa card.
Are we looking for a new caller?
Yeah.
Okay, 407-894-1680. I'm looking for a new caller, first-time listener, 407-894-1680.
What is what they're watching for Christmas.
Right, and Peter will give them a...
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what I'm watching for Christmas.
Go for it, Chris.
I'm watching whales and dolphins and sharks and tigers and lions and bears.
Really?
Yes.
All of
is
that?
Is that a David
Football
Attenborough special?
Football does not count, Chris.
Oh, Big Bird don't count?
I didn't get that. That was clever.
Yeah, football don't count.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah, but that's what I'll be doing. I'll be watching mostly all your football and basketball games. I didn't really have a lot of Christmas shows or TV programs because I was always outside in snowball fights.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. So I had,
we need to get kids outside a little more often.
Yeah. Like the only show that it seemed like every time I came in the house, I always come into the part where it's two parts of this movie. I think it's the parent, somebody say, "You'll shoot your eye out, kid." Or
that's Christmas show.
Yeah, or
the Gary's talking about.
Or he has his tongue stuck on a pole.
A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
folks,
yep.
I got a caller calling in. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, we must have a lot of rich people out there listening to this show, and new callers don't want to get $25 and tell Peter what they want to watch for Christmas. I can't believe new callers don't want to call in for $25. That amazes me. You must have a lot of rich people out there. Before we
say goodnight to Charlie people, Brown, that's the best.
We're running out of time. Okay.
Not the best, but he's good.
Charlie Brown, Christmas, yeah, it was awesome.
I couldn't call in.
I know, me neither.
I gave it, but I did win.
Chris, we have any callers? Otherwise, that's it.
We tried.
Yeah, I got a call on the phone line, but I can't get through. Okay. I'm talking to him now. Caller, how you doing, caller? What's your name?
My gosh, I'm not talking.
I hear you. He's talking to somebody, but he can't pipe him through to us.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get through. I guess he was having another conversation and dialed our number.
All right, well.
Just missed
Peter,
out.
Peter, will you stay on while we say goodnight and wrap up the end of the year with you, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, you stay.
I'm trying to call Charles.
Okay, folks. Anyway, folks, thank you for listening to the show tonight. Thank you for listening to the show this year. We wish you a very
Merry
healthy,
Christmas, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And
happy
listen,
Hanukkah.
Folks, next week, the show is on the air, but it's going to be taped. And it's all music. It's Christmas music and Hanukkah music.
Good
and
stuff.
You'll hear a lot of voices that you know and hear, and we're talking to you, but it's not going to be call in live. It's going
to
be a
Don't
tape
bother
show.
To call in.
It's not a best of. It's a live. It's a tape show. But if you like Christmas songs, if you like Hanukkah songs, they'll all be on there next week.
It's all brand new.
It's all brand new. Yeah. And New Year's Day, we'll be back on the air. New Year's Eve. New Year's Day.
I say really?
We'll be back. We'll be back.
Wow.
That's right.
We'll be back.
We'd like to say goodnight and thank you once again for your continued support.
Yes, Peter.
Thank you so much.
Peter, have a wonderful Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You see, Peter, we couldn't even give away. He can't even give away money. Oh, goodness gracious.
You can give me.
Really.
Give me.
We can always give it away next time. It's not a problem.
Chris, Shaw,
thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Chris.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Christmas, happy Chris. Birthday to Lynn. I didn't forget. I called you
happy
on your birthday,
birthday,
so happy birthday.
Thank you, Chris. And Chris, we want to thank you for all your hard work in 2022.
Yes.
We appreciate
you. You're awesome. Yeah. You're a great friend.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, even though he's not perfect, he's
a
great guy.
Right.
And even though he likes a football team in Chicago, he's still a great guy.
He's not perfect, but it's the closest thing we can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, right. Thank you so much. God bless everybody, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
God bless you all.
You too.
Charles, David,
Hanukkah,
Gary. Gary.
Charles.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holidays.
Sheila, we're thinking about you.
Thank you, Peter, so much. Thank you, Peter. And have a very healthy Happy New Year. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening,
everybody.
Thank you. See you all next year. Bye-bye.
Thank you, listeners.
God bless you all. Good night.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Things that's held us down.